We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting through the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we want to thank them very much. Want to thank our guy, Connor O'Donnell, for making sure our cameras are operating and straight, and we're all looking happy and fantastic. Thank you, Connor. Want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Earth Day.
Yes. God bless the Earth. We need the Earth. Let's keep it up, everyone. Support it. Our thanks to our executive producer. He, of course, is Dustin William Rhodes.
The other thing is I'm hungry and passionate. I don't eat breakfast in the morning so I can come to work hungry. So when I get to lunch, I'm hungry. And that's just the kind of person I am.
I love Chase Coburn. He is the new Portland State coach, and he operates hungry. Ray Diaz, thank you, buddy, for pointing that out.
I spoke to my tarot card reader this morning. I spoke to Ruby.
Oh yeah, we're gonna hear from her in a little
future
bit.
Future guest, Ruby.
Yeah, how about that? And our thanks to Sean Sears for his contribution as well. Thanks for getting up with us.
How often do you use her abilities?
Every season at the start of a new year, this is just a life thing. It's the start of every new year we do this. And then anytime I'm going through a little bit of a struggle or anything like that, we reach out and just get to do a reading. She's actually sending me some bracelets and some crystals and stuff like that now to kind of figure out my locker a little bit. I sage my locker. I also saged a couple of the other guys on the team who were a little bit more open to it.
Yeah, it's wise to sage your locker. And we are delighted now to welcome in two of the finest humans that we know. It's Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. Guys, an honor to share the airwaves this morning.
Hi, Dan and Layla.
Hey, we're going to have our tarot read today. The show's tarot is going to be read live on Twitch by Ruby Rios.
Ruby bringing her love to town.
The problem is I believe everything. So if it's negative, I hope it isn't. But if there's like a death card that pops up, it might kill me just hearing it.
It's going to be all death cards.
Oh, no.
It's just going to be one after the other, nothing but death cards. Damn. And then they'll have to spin it, and so that's somehow not negative.
We're not going to ask her about the Bears draft, are we? Because that would ensure that.
No. No, we're going to try to, we're going to do the best we can to do this on Twitch. We've got iPads set up here, and awesome. We'll be able to see it. She'll be able to see us in the room, and we'll see. I'm a little nervous. And you know what you just said, Mully? Actually, it's so funny that you said we need the Earth. Did you see what is going on Mars right now? With
the helicopter.
That was the most recent thing. Was actually flying the helicopter.
Yeah.
You know what they did yesterday? They made oxygen on Mars. There is a machine that they set up there called MOXIE. It's an acronym, and they actually took carbon dioxide. And from that, made oxygen with it's an exothermic reaction that resulted in carbon monoxide as the waste leftover. But the reason they're doing it is not just to create breathable air, but I hadn't thought about this, to create propellant. The only way that anybody would be able to get back from Mars, they can't bring oxygen as a propellant because it would be too weighty on the mission. So they would have to create it to create rocket fuel to send anybody back or onward. So this is the first, very first step that they actually created oxygen on Mars.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Takes a lot of nerve to make that moxie work.
Yeah, right?
No, you know what it takes, Molly? It takes perseverance, which is the name of the
robot. Oh, look at you.
Wow.
Come on. What an endeavor this is. Fantastic, guys. We'll go all day.
We could.
I have been watching all the photos from Mars. I have been it's like one of I don't know why. I just can't stop checking in on it and looking at it. And the helicopter thing was, I don't know why I thought that was spectacular, but I thought of
it
like,
was.
Well, I mean, but I'm like, get the Blackhawks up there, you know, get the real like war. Like, let's have a Mars war. Let's start it there.
Against whom?
Well, listen, ourself. It's one of these. It's like, it's instead of saying like, hey, you feel that way? Well, why don't we meet outside? Whoever it is, you're like, hey, get up to Mars. We're going to settle this thing. Perfect.
This ends at Mars.
Just might not get back.
That actually sounds like a good plot for a movie.
Oh, come
on. Like, you can fight, but you got to do it on another planet.
Yes. High concept.
I think that's pretty cool. Wait, don't they do that on Star Wars, too, essentially?
Well, they blow up other planets, like Alderaan.
The point of the Death Star.
Right. Fully operational.
Like, the Star Wars movies... Like, the middle three, which were the first three, are so god-awful.
No.
And frankly, no. The worst one is with the teddy bears with the toothpicks decide the war.
Ewoks?
Oh, my God. What was that?
Well, they were supposed to be Wookiees. That they downsized. Initially,
and they couldn't afford Wookiees?
Correct.
So they just got teddy bears?
Initially, that was supposed to be on Kashyyyk instead of Endor.
Oh boy!
And they downsized them into and they had to hire little people instead of having all 7-footers because I guess it just wasn't practical to have all Wookiees.
They should remake that movie only with all Teds,
the all Wookiee team,
as the Ewoks, right?
Actually,
so they're walking around talking like Boston guys, and that would be hilarious.
Doing bong hits, yeah. They're too high to fight.
When Dan said all 7-footers, I'm like, can't shoot threes properly, play terrible defense.
Well, they are.
Stand in the lane.
Peter Mayhew was 7 feet tall, and the guy who plays Chewbacca now is a former Penn State center who is, I think he's 6'11 or 7 feet tall. So, I mean, yeah, Wookiees are matchup problems.
Or are they?
That's analysis.
Just kick them out to the three-point line, see what they can do.
Oh, yeah, so, stretch fives.
What game did you guys watch last night? Predominantly, which held your interest the longest?
I watched the Bulls because I love torture, and then I watched the Cubs game mostly.
Me too. I was Bulls raging. I was stomping around, throwing the remote.
Why? Because why would you watch that? Because after the first half, it was just like nonsense. It was forget it. I'm done.
I eventually left.
My time.
Well, I did the same thing with the Blackhawks, and then they won.
Yes. Exactly.
I came back, wait a second. What? You're down 3 goals, and all of a sudden they win? I'm supposed to do that. That's not fair. I'm supposed to get alerts and tell me what
fun.
To.
It was fun.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's still an uphill battle for them, but that's, you know, comeback hockey's always fun.
Seems less bleak than the position the Bulls are in right now, though.
Oh, Bulls are ridiculous. I mean, 5-10 since the trade. The trade was the highlight of the season, and then it was like, okay, you got us. We're suckers. We'll buy into this idea. Then they're not. They're 12. They have a better chance of getting the 4th pick than they do making the playoffs.
Guys, that's the real highlight of the season. If somehow that pick is protected enough to where the Bulls get it back, that would actually be pretty great.
Well, it would be interesting.
Who would you take with number 1 overall? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Cade Cunningham.
Okay.
Right?
He'd play the point.
Boy.
He'll play wherever he wants.
Year.
I think Jalen Suggs could play quarterback and play for the Bulls, so I might go with him.
David wants him signed as an undrafted free agent or actually drafted.
That's right. Draft him in the 7th round, Bill Belichick. You watch.
I've been enjoying the draft segment on my drive in, how, you know, sort of produced and energetic that whole thing is, but it just it leaves me kind of bereft. You know, every time it's like when you go over how the Bears stand at a certain position, it always leaves me wanting, you know, and thinking like how many teams could do this. And even the positives, like, yeah, they have Roquan Smith, but the way you framed the Trevathan stuff today, that was really dumb of them, wasn't it?
I thought the same thing when I was coming into work. I thought the same thing.
Given the way things turned out, I think you could say that. But I think he took a step back. At the time, though, you're trying to preserve your defense that you felt like was historically good. So I suppose I understood it at the time. And in retrospect, he was playing at a pretty high level. And I think you were paying for pass before more than you were for the future. But still, yeah. I got it. I understood why.
Yeah, the word they used was leadership, right? When they made the choice of Trevathan over Kwiatkoski. And it shouldn't matter that much. An inside linebacker is like the least important position in a 3-4 defense. I mean, your impact guys are on the perimeter, on the edges.
That third contract in the NFL, especially for kind of a high motor, undersized guy,
yep.
That can be a huge problem. I mean, you've got to really think that one through a little bit and try to imagine where you're going to be in a couple of years. You know, it just that's a tough one to put together. And third NFL contract, you got to really look closely at the player.
And, of course, my mind, when we were hearing the Trevathan discussion, went to the Robert Quinn contract.
Oh, boy.
Of course.
We're going to get to that one. We've got the edge next week when we'll get to that.
We talk linebackers.
I think it's next. I think we have receivers next, David. But okay. I mean, good God, that. I mean, the worst part about it is that Leonard Floyd apparently only needed to leave to get better, so he couldn't play next to a great player here. But he ends up having a pretty good year for himself. And you're left with this deal, this contract?
Well, it just reminds you just how important it is to, if you can, the best teams, they build and win through the draft. Because when you are reliant as heavily as the Bears have had to be on free agency, you're going to have these busts that come up, and they matter more than they should if you have to rely on them. Because when they signed Robert Quinn, look, I thought, okay, They're going out to address a need. They need to get better opposite Khalil Mack. He just wasn't the player that he had been.
Right.
And it was another bad contract based on the past more than potential.
Yes, and it was that phrase that you used for Trevathan that set me off as I was walking to work.
But isn't the story really in the fact that whatever made Khalil Mack special isn't there anymore? And whatever it is, whether it's age, whether it's attrition, whether it's nagging injuries here and there, we see it every once in a while. But the what they thought they were getting, they got for 1 year, and so far only 1 year. And that has been the key to this defense not being as disruptive as we thought it was going to be.
I think he's still a special player. I still think he may not be a top three player in the NFL like he was in 2018 for stretches, and maybe even the entire year. I think that the problems have been partly maybe what you're describing, maybe some nagging injuries, but partly because of the people that around him have had the relative decline as well, and it's easier to focus more attention on Khalil Mack because other Bear defenders aren't making you pay for that.
I still think it also has a lot to do with who is coaching the defense. Like Vic Fangio, if you get three years of Vic Fangio and Khalil Mack together, to me, that would be a lot more fruitful than what we saw the last two.
Well, that's the idea of the Sean Desai hire.
Correct.
Right? Is that what that's the Bears admitting that you're right?
Because it was 2 years ago where I started asking, why is Khalil Mack in pass coverage? Like, you can't hide that guy. It's not like you're just going to disguise him on the field. Pretty sure everybody's looking for him. And it's that kind of stuff where it takes away what he can do.
He is still a guy that any opponent, you start looking at the Bears and how you're going to play them, he is the first guy that you say we must account for. And that is a huge thing to have in any team.
Correct.
I mean, I get what you're saying, Dan, but that guy is so disruptive and so potentially capable of taking over a game that your game plan begins with him.
But he hasn't taken over enough games. That, I mean, you're right, and I understand that. And there's all that about what goes on between, you know, from Monday to Saturday. But on Sunday, wreck a game. Do it.
Put him closer to the line of scrimmage then.
Yeah, but I think, you know, I think they do that. I think the problem is yeah, maybe, again, partly him, but the reason he stopped wrecking games as often as he had is because the players around him didn't make enough plays to allow him to be isolated on mismatches that allowed him to wreck the games the way that he did.
You know what really helps with that? Gaping holes in the secondary.
Well, third and long, too. You know, getting yourself in a position to tee off and in a position to just pin your ears back and go rather than have to cover for everything because it's third and two.
Well, and guess what's more likely to happen now that you got rid of a corner who's really good? Third and two.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that game, that first game? Remember the time he played the Packers and they in the first half of that game?
That was awesome, yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Isn't that awesome?
Bears totally won the first half of that game.
Oh,
remember when he lined up in the backfield? Remember when he was like an offensive running back? that was really cool. Didn't they call it like a Christmas play?
Yeah, Santa's sleigh, right?
Santa's sleigh.
Yeah, that's funny.
What happened to the good old days of Santa's
The good old days, 2018.
You mean when they scored in the red zone and stuff?
Yeah.
That one year?
Those were good times. Remember that time they scored in the third quarter a lot, too?
That was the first half of that one year, wasn't it?
Life is so much better when the Bears aren't awful.
Santa's sleigh.
What does this radio station sound like 24 hours a day when the Bears are good, though? I don't know that I've sampled that high of a
rate. It's not as bad as you think, Layla. I mean, I think that it's much more... there's just different issues, and maybe there's not as much like angst and not as many complaints. But boy, you know, that 2018 season, there was a lot to look at, and it was a lot to consider because of all the possibilities when you're good. They had a championship opportunity that they blew, but they were that kind of a team because of that defense.
Yeah, and you know what? The essence of that season to me, I keep focusing on that night game against the Rams. When they destroyed the Rams and Mitch Trubisky was awful. Like, so many things were going on. You had so many different vectors that were all true and all there right in front of us to see. And it was like, well, look, you know, they won and they dominated in this defense. And it fed into so many things that stayed on those tracks for a while. It gave us, yes, the Bears won. Yes, the Bears were dominant on national TV. Was the quarterback any good? No, really bad, actually. Didn't know what was in front of him. It wasn't seeing wide open guys. Was throwing in a triple coverage. I mean, it was all right there.
Yep. Unfortunately.
Gosh. I had this flashback when you started talking about the Rams game where I was thinking about the double doink and just how angry Matt Nagy was and how disappointed and hurt he looked. And then Cody Parkey going on the TV, the Today Show, whatever the hell it was. Do you remember that whole
so
thing?
Dumb.
And they had to get rid of him then, and they had overpaid him, so it was a slight problem. It was just like it turned from like all this hope and what could happen to farcical, nonsensical, like comedy of manners. Ooh, door slams. You should never have done the. Oh, I was blundering. What do you mean? Like, oh my God, what happened?
I'm not your wife. I'm your wife's identical twin that you didn't know existed.
Right? Yes.
What did he call it? The me play, not the we play?
Oh, good God.
Me move, not the we move.
Yeah,
there was something along those lines.
Yeah, that was a me thing instead of a we thing or something like that. Whatever. Yeah.
Those were the days when those were our biggest problems. And the Cubs lineup, which was always in the discussion of the hot button times of 2017 and 18 after Dexter Fowler was no longer here. Now we're in this hellscape.
They scored 16 runs last night, Layla.
16.
Last night, yes.
Yeah.
Against a Mets team that I think is largely overrated, which I feel like we can say every year.
Well, the glove work.
Oh, my God.
Left in question, wasn't it?
That was like a T-ball game where every ball in play is a positive outcome.
Guy in right field looking up at the stands. You know, he's got his back turned.
That's what that was. Seriously, it's like ball in play
awful.
Is someone on base.
It was like watching little kids.
They look
right.
Cold. It was cold.
Let me tell you this. It was cold when I dropped my son off for his game yesterday. They were playing Kenwood on a field just off of Lakeshore Drive, where the facing north. Okay, so it was laid out. It's at Cornell and 47th.
Yeah.
And facing north, and it's like this wet, sticky snow. And it's like, Dad, you staying for the game? I'm like, nope. Have fun. I'll see you in 3.5 hours. So long, suckers. I'm not. It's 39 degrees and wet snow. And you think I'm going to sit there on aluminum bleachers? Are you out of your damn fool mind?
What? Where did you go?
Home.
Oh, you went home.
I went home.
Came back.
Oh. Yeah, I love you dearly, but not that much, kid. Have fun.
The museum's throw strikes. Not open, right? I thought I could see you just kind of running through the Midway. No.
No. However, I will tell you that if it were July, what a gorgeous place to watch a game too. I mean, really, just beautiful down there.
I will say this: it sounds like that DirecTV commercial where they're all huddled around the conference table and they're like, "One of us isn't going to be here tomorrow." Sounds hard. I'm going to Barbados. And then the guy leaves. That's what that reminded me of just now.
What have ye today?
Well, Ian Happ is going to join us at 9:40. We'll do our usual check-in with him. We will lament the Bulls at 10. Some Blackhawks talk about what's going on or what we don't know about an all-time Chicago great athlete and the mystery that surrounds that. Midday Midway at 10:40. Adam Hoge, Bears insider for NBC Sports Chicago, and our former SCORE colleague will join us at 11. Ruby Rios, energy healer and mindset coach, will do a tarot reading for the show, so we will learn our future at 11:20, and we've got surprises as well.
Have a great show.
All righty, guys. Have a great one.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!